There are no shortcuts for any place worth going. That phrase couldn't be more true for a Vikings wide receiver who didn't take an easy road to the NFL. The journey to the Minnesota Vikings for Charles Johnson took many detours and potential dead ends, but he never gave up on a dream.
Oh, I wouldn't say it was easy. I wouldn't say it was what everyone would expect. I mean, I wouldn't trade my path or the way I got here. I wouldn't trade it for nothing because, man, it polished me to the person I am today. And, it's been a long road, man. It's been fun, though, along the ways. It's been ups and downs, and, I'm here now.
His football journey started at Eastern Kentucky as a freshman, but that ended after one season and brought him out to California in Division III football obscurity.
I went to California, Antelope Valley College, and I played a little bit out there, and it was a good time, man. I met a lot of great people, and I also met my fiance, who is now the mother of my children, and you know, I played a little bit. It was a great time.
But it was there that life took a drastic turn.
He called me, and it was real muffled, and I could barely hear him, and I was like, what's going on? What's going on? And he said, I got a head cold. I was like, a head cold? It don't sound like no head cold. So he said, yeah, I just got a head cold. I just wanted to call and tell you I love you. So I was like, all right. So I hung up real fast, called my sister, and I was crying like, y'all need to go take care of Dad. Something's wrong with him, and all this and that. So they ended up going over to his house to see what's going on. And later on, I get a call and said that he ended up driving himself to the hospital. Didn't realize he had driven himself, and the hospital people found him laying on the floor in emergency doors with blood coming out of his mouth and his car still running in the pool around. And he got some tests ran on him, and doctor said he could have up to 6 months to live. And at that point, it was, man, this is my time to go home. I need to be there, and I need to get things situated.
Taking time away from football to help his father, Johnson turned to Google to determine his fate on the gridiron.
I mean, I went home after that, and like I said, to help take care of my father, I would continue taking classes at a local community college. And then I spoke with the NCAA clearinghouse and asked them, what's the best future for me? Should I go back Division I or should I go Division II? What's up? So they basically told me that if I go D1, I'll sit out a year and only have 1 year to play because of the running 5-year clock. So they said D2 would probably be the best interest. And so I went on Google, typed in top Division II programs. It gave me a list, and I emailed the top probably like 5 or 6. Grand Valley happened to be one of them. And shot him an email, Coach Kaler. He called me. I told him I sent him some film. He called me back again. He said, we want you to come up here for a visit. I came up there, worked out, and ended up offering me a scholarship.
His success at Grand Valley State caught the attention of NFL scouts, and that brought a chance to celebrate an achievement while sitting next to his father.
I can't even explain how excited it was. I mean, I thought, like, I knew I was going to get drafted. I just figured I was going to get drafted someday on day 3, and I didn't care really when. It was just a special moment for me, and I had a little party for my family. All together, it was just a great time.
But just like in college, success didn't come easy and required plenty of hurdles to overcome. Bouncing from the Packers to the Browns until signing with the Vikings in September, Charles Johnson may have finally found that place to call home in the NFL. He's proven his doubters wrong by becoming one of the top targets on the Vikings offense, and he's doing it all with his biggest fan and inspiration here to watch. The journey wasn't easy, and it took a path few would have been able to overcome. But Charles Johnson made it, and that makes his success all the more rewarding.
When I run out every day on Sundays, it's just, I smile. I'm not a guy, I don't need to be hype. I just smile like, man, I really made it here. A guy from a small town in Kentucky, going through so much with odds against him, been alone, done everything, and I'm here. I mean, it's a blessing. I mean, I wouldn't trade my path for anything. I think it created me who I am, and I live free now with no regrets. I like to tell my story because, like, other people know that it's still a chance. There's still opportunities out there. You just got to go get them.